I've been working with a nurse dietitian for the last 6 months, and it's been life-changing. I've lost weight, healed my relationship with food, and have way more energy. Working with a dietitian online to create a personalized nutrition plan was so easy thanks to Nourish. The best part? I pay $0 out of pocket because Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Well, if anyone should be judging our funniest texts, it is the people who are writing them.
Someone really liked that monkey's text.
Our listeners. Yeah, that was funny. It got me too. She's walking around singing, I'm a believer. And then I saw her face and I knew. It was funny.
Actually, that was pretty good. You're right.
It was a pretty funny one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
It's leading.
Put it again. Well, right. There haven't been that many that we've read anyway. All right.
Earlier we were talking about Christian Slater and someone wrote in, Vinny, you have to have seen The Gleaming the Cube. It's a skateboard movie.
Oh.
I have not seen
Gleaming the Cube?
I have not seen that. They say even in here, they say Tony Hawk's in the movie. I've never seen any skateboarding movies, and I've never seen any surfing movies except Big Wednesday.
You didn't watch the old Bones Brigade movies back then?
Oh, no. Those are different than a Hollywood movie made that features skateboarding or surfing. I never saw North Face.
What about Point Break? Come on.
Or Point Break. I never saw that.
What?
That's actually what I was just thinking of. What did I say? North Face? I've never seen North Shore. Maybe that's it.
There's a North Shore. Yeah.
It doesn't matter. I've never seen any of them. I won't watch them. They ruin my, I always get like, oh, what a bad job.
Oh, like they
just don't get it right. Oh. They don't get the culture right. Well, there's too much whoopah, too much cowabunga, you know.
Bra, all that. That's what it all is.
No, right.
Hello.
Exactly.
Hang 10, brah.
Okay, brah. Anyway, you were about to tell us some ad, right?
Yeah, I was going to tell you an ad. That's true. Actually, I haven't even started yet. Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3, Sarah Mini Morning Show. Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets. All week long, we are looking for your funniest text. That's what we were just talking about. And if you are declared the funniest of the day, the best text, the one that we love the most of the day, you get tickets to both Trevor Noah and George Lopez on May 24th and the 31st of May, respectively. And it's all happening at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice. And they have a great lineup this year. You could go to the, you know, Google that. Mountain Winery Concert Series for 2025. It's pretty good. So, Val Kilmer passed away yesterday. I just want to mention that. We talked about it early. It was probably the first thing you saw on your phone this morning. It's the first thing that popped up for me. And you mentioned you saw it first thing this morning, too. And he was 65. He had beaten the throat cancer that he had, which I didn't realize. I didn't realize that that was, and it just had left him ravaged. He couldn't speak normally anymore afterward. But his daughter's saying that he died of pneumonia, age 65. And we talked quite a bit about him this morning at 6 o'clock. So I just wanted to mention it in case you somehow missed that. Val Kilmer, who was such a heart. There was a solid 10-year period where he was the one.
For you.
For me, yeah. I mean, other than John. And then it was Viggo Mortensen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm into dudes with V names, I guess. Can't think of any other V name dudes because it ain't Vin Diesel. I'll tell you that right now. Oh, and it's you, Vin. Vinny,
really?
You're the other. You're the other V guy in my now.
You
I'm
didn't
in love.
See that when you saw it?
Wow.
Are you freaking kidding me?
I didn't. I just saw it.
Who's this guy across from you?
Talking about like heartthrobs.
She goes to.
He is a heartthrob.
I'm trying to throw him a bone now because I realize I totally forgot about him.
I'm a man.
A mighty good man.
Look at this man. He's a heartthrob.
Yep. Yes.
Sexiest guy in the room.
Not you, just another carcass
he is,
over
he
here.
He is definitely the sexiest guy in the room.
God. She even goes to a Vin name and it's not
I was
me.
Talking about like giant actors.
Whatever.
That's all.
What do you mean? He was in Batch Adams and what else? Vin's a superstar Hollywood.
You're right. My bad. I'm sorry. He's been my radio husband for years. I'm totally sick of him. God.
What? God.
It's a joke.
Oh,
anyway,
really?
Vin Diesel. Not Vin Diesel. Val Kilmer. Rest in peace. Boy. Well, it's the same amount of syllables. I'll give myself a pass. Thanks, Sarah. Okay. So Cardi B's ex seems super fun. This guy just sounds like such a train wreck. And look, Cardi B's already a train wreck. She used to roll dudes when she was a prostitute.
Yeah, she admitted to that.
Yeah. Like she's...
Take them back to the room, steal all their stuff.
Steal all their stuff. Was she drugging them? I think she might have been drugging them.
I don't remember, but it really was one of those admissions where you go, that's criminal.
Yes.
Like really super criminal.
Right, like
but
you,
okay.
You are one of the bad guys, turns out. Anyway, so then she has a couple kids with her... now ex-husband Offset from Migos. And he just seems... Look, I'm sure she's also difficult to be in a relationship with. Maybe
Cardi B is?
Yes, I'm sure. Right? She seems so...
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, really? You think you could handle that?
She's so level-headed.
She's always yelling. She's always like... talking real fast. Anyway, things between them are not good.
Right.
They have two kids together. Mm-hmm. In fact, I want to say they broke up between the two kids and then got back together. And then now they're finally divorced. I believe that's a finalized thing. I think that he is officially her ex-husband. And surprise, things are not smooth between Cardi B and Offset. At least not according to Cardi. She was doing a live stream. And she was talking about how he's been harassing her constantly for the past few months, alternating between begging her to come back and threatening to kill her and himself. She also...
I don't like that.
I agree.
That's like a really bad trait in an ex.
It's a terrible, terrible thing to say to anyone.
It's so manipulative, the whole thing.
To make you feel responsible. If you were to do something, now it's the rest of their life they have to live with that because they didn't want to be married to you anymore?
Well... And if you're really someone who's having like serious mental health problems,
and suicidal
then you should
thoughts.
Be getting help.
Right.
But I often feel like that's something someone who's just being manipulative, that's what they say.
Yep.
And that's, I could be wrong.
No.
I've never actually had anyone say it to me. So I have never been in that situation where I have to decide between, am I being manipulated or do I call 911?
Right. Does this person need a wellness check right this second?
But it is, I feel like it's more one than the other.
Well, it's crazy making. It's like a control thing. You know, you're going to make someone feel like they are the key to you still being there, that they somehow owe you that because, you know, at one point you guys loved each other.
415 says those two have three kids, not two.
Oh, do they?
I don't know if that's true.
Well, I don't know either. I thought they had Culture, the daughter, and then one, a little boy. Who I think was also a K name. I don't have the whole list here. I see the research department going crazy in the other room. We're going to get that.
Clickety-clack.
They do have three children. Right. Culture, Wave, and baby girl not yet publicly revealed. Hold on. I might be wrong. Culture and son, Wave.
Wave? I don't remember Wave. I don't pay that much attention to Cardi B because she's a bad person. Mm. Okay. So, and then there's like a third kid whose name we don't know. All right.
Culture, Carrie. I don't see the other kid's name anywhere. Do you have it, Bob?
No, it's a newborn.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
They haven't.
And
it's
not announced.
But it's his kid.
Yes.
Okay. Well. Sounds great. Sounds super healthy.
Remember there were some accusations going back and forth, though, where she was with some athlete?
Yes. Well, but they were broken up, and she had said because he was getting texts and he was cheating on her, so they break up, and then they're broken up and possibly even divorced, and she's going out with some other guy, and he's talking about how she's cheating on him, and she's all like, I am not with you, so I can't be cheating on you. So now Cardi is saying that he is sending videos. We're talking about Offset, Cardi B's ex-husband, one of the guys in Migos. He has videos of them having sex, Offset and Cardi B, and now he's sharing them to the new guy that she's seeing.
Oh, that's real nice.
I know. Isn't that great?
Well, that goes back to that manipulative, awful human being kind of behavior where you just go, wow, dude, that's the mother of your kids.
Right. Just try to keep it together. Plus, you've got three of them, and the world is watching you. Only because you're a train wreck, too. It's not because we're like, oh my God, the last movie I saw them in, they were just so talented and so amazing. I know, I get it. They're singers. I don't know any songs by him, but the only song I know from her is WAP.
Well, didn't one of the, I don't know if it was a cousin or a brother, was killed in a bowling alley. So I don't think Migos even exists anymore.
No, I don't think so.
Remember, it was like someone's birthday party at a bowling alley, and one of the Migos guys was killed.
Not Quavos. So who is the third guy?
Takeoff.
You're right. Takeoff. And wasn't it like somebody was related to the guy that killed him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it was a cousin or... Yeah. Oh. The killer?
I think so.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I'm really, these people, what with them being criminals and everything. Well, Cardi B anyway.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyway, she's claiming, so she was on some live stream. She says he's been harassing her constantly for the past few months, alternating between begging her to come back, threatening to kill her and himself. So that's nice. Death threats for her too. And she claims that he's been sending videos of them having sex to the new guy that she's seeing.
That should be criminal. Isn't that criminal?
It should be. And it's like revenge porn. It should be. I don't know how you monitor that or how anybody can legislate that exact thing. Like, you have this
video. I guess the revenge porn thing is about posting it publicly.
Maybe.
Must be.
But yeah, it's just,
that's still revenge.
Gross.
It's still a revenge thing. You sent
it's
directly.
Well, it's trying to drive this guy away.
Yeah, to my new partner. And now he can't unsee that.
Right.
And plenty of people would be like, it's no big deal. I'm a grown up. Other people, childish people, would be like,
oh, your hand's up.
Well, no, I was just going to scratch my head. But I'm saying it feels like that's,
no,
I,
once
I'm
you
never
see
unsee
so,
you, that.
Right.
Thanks a lot.
I'm 100% with you.
I
that
didn't
would
need
just
to
be,
see that.
It would be awful. It doesn't matter when it happened.
And it is illegal, at least according to this source. Sharing or publicizing intimate images without your consent is both a civil and criminal law.
Good.
So even just sharing it. Good. So then she should press charges. Like, this is like the classic case of this person needs to have some kind of restraining order against them, even though I get it, that doesn't really do all that much. She goes on to say, every time I know he knows I'm going out of town, he harasses me, leaves me voice notes, trying to put my self-esteem to the ground. I'm so tired of it. Anyway, she's all pissed off. Seems like it'd be so fun to be in a relationship with either one of those people.
How terrible, too, to just go digging into somebody who has to go do a gig. Like, real nice, dude.
Yep.
I got to go get up in front of people, and you're reminding me that whatever.
Right. I don't know if he spends any time with
his
kids.
I know I have a big nose. I look in the mirror, too. You don't need to say so.
Well, I just want the whole world to know that I think that about you, okay? Sorry, I said okay wrong. What am I thinking? In case anyone hasn't noticed.
Well, look, they've been volatile from the beginning, it seems, and those are the kinds of relationships where you see people. I knew some people when I was young that were like this, where the fighting and the drama and all the stuff, you just go, you can't possibly think this is healthy for either of you. And yet they cannot quit each other.
Mm. Do you think sometimes, I always have wondered about that. I've known a few couples that all they ever did was fight in front of other people. And I felt like, is this their way of like us noticing like how hot they are? Like, what is it that they're trying to, because I don't want to have a fight with my significant other in front of anybody. I'm like, I'll seethe about it. I'm in a bad mood and I definitely want to leave, but I'm not going to have it out with you in the back seat while my, you know, the people we're out with are listening like, oh my God, we can't get out of this car fast enough. Yikes. I don't understand it.
I don't know.
But, well, you know, they definitely seem like those people. Keep driving, okay? We're just going to have it out back here. Might be some blood splatter.
I think there are people, though, who feel like that running hot proves it's like...
Yeah, that they're feisty and passionate.
Well,
and
it gets that...
We're like, the hot couple.
Yeah, I mean, I think that there must be people that are addicted to that
I need that to fight energy. With you all night so that later when we bang, it's like makeup sex.
We can't not...
We ain't over. We ain't never going to be over.
Have something crazy happening.
Anyway, that's, yeah, that's, they seem
good luck,
so
kids.
Fun. Yes.
Good luck, Wave and.
Culture.
Yeah.
And.
Baby yet to be named.
Yeah. I actually wondered when she was saying that she had to go off and do a gig, like, does she bring the kids with her or does Offset take those three kids? And wouldn't you just be like, okay, this dude is crazy. He can't have the kids.
Nannies.
Yeah. Luckily, they've both got money. Speaking of babies, Jennifer Lawrence, baby number two's here. Let me see if she had it on. Did she have it on April 1st? That'd be a fun day to have.
It was yesterday.
Yeah, I don't see the... They're not saying. But I do know that there's a second baby. I don't have a name or anything yet. Let's see. Second child with her husband, Cook Maroney.
I'm really happy for her.
Little sibling. They have a 3-year-old named Cy. I don't have the birth date, the sex, or the name. So,
what
yeah,
a very
I'm
lucky situation
too.
To be. I first saw her in something called Winner's Bone, which is just the bleakest movie you've ever
That's
seen.
That's the word for it.
But she's good. And for her to have had so much success that she can start a family on her own time and not fret about it, and there's enough money in the bank, and... She's talented enough that when she decides to go back to work, she'll get to.
Yeah.
That's rad. Good for her.
She, those Hunger Game movies were, I remember when they, because I only knew her from that Winter's Bone movie. And then I want to say she got nominated at the Oscars. So she went to the Oscars that year. And so you saw her there. It was like, oh, look at her. Well, she's all gussied up. That looks good. And then she got the Hunger Games thing where she was Katniss Everdeen.
What's the other movie? Something Ballroom? She got nominated or
Silver
someone.
Linings Playbook.
Is that it?
Didn't she get nominated for that too?
I thought that's the one she
that
won for.
That might be it, yeah.
But she has done, there are a couple other movies that are that were like quietly big. The one where she like invented some mop or something was like a true story.
Joy.
Oh yes, Joy. Huh. So
she was in all
steadily.
The X-Men movies too.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. She was. She was also in a movie, I think, called like Passengers or something. I want to say it was her and Chris Pratt, maybe.
An American Hustle was a big one.
American Hustle's the other one
American
I was thinking
Hustle.
Of.
Yeah. That's a good one, too.
I mean, she's a star.
She is. She's a megastar. She is. Good for her. Couple kids. Mm-hmm. Hopefully. I just wish her nothing but happiness. She's amazing. I don't know if this is an April Fool's joke. I haven't, like, on April 2nd, everything I see that happened yesterday where it's a story, I'm like, is that even real? Is that real for sure? Because there's a new Diddy accuser, Diddy, who is saying Beyonce, LeBron, they named all these people. Let's see. Jay-Z, Beyonce, LeBron James, and Gloria Estefan. He says he saw all of them, and he says, and I was the guy in the penis mask. This is this guy who's the latest accuser. They all saw me at a freak-off. Everyone whose name has just been mentioned. Yes, I guess, Vinny, like a strap-on face mask. I don't know. He's saying, the guy's yelling about it. Oh. Guy's name is Brendan Paul. Is this a joke? It feels like it was a joke. This guy apparently was in high school in Ohio at the time. You know what? I don't even want to say any more about this. I'm sure that, and everyone's saying, I was in Ohio that whole time. I, you know, whatever, from the specific dates. But it does feel kind of...
The fact
April
that
Fool's to me.
He threw in Gloria Estefan.
I know, of all
that,
people.
That made, like,
that made me
like,
think that's an April Fool's joke.
Oh, it also made me think, well, that's how he's saying it's legit. Like, you know, there's all these people and Gloria Estefan happened to be there.
See, to me, that was so out there that I'm like, that's what makes it the April Fool's joke. You know what? Let's keep an eye on that because it's just dumb, but I guess we'll keep looking. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. I know a lot of people love that Trenton Quarantino movie.
What?
Quentin has written another script, like a follow-up for that movie. Now, he has said, I'm only going to do 10 movies. Like that's, and I think he's got like one left. But that doesn't mean that he can't write movies. And he is doing that. He was saying that his last movie was going to be about a film critic. He was inspired by
something. It was done.
Yeah.
And I mean, I should say he'd written it. He'd started casting it.
Yep.
They were ready to start shooting it. And then he scrapped it. I don't know what happened.
I think because he said, I'm only going to do 10. And he was like, this is about to not be my best work. And so he, maybe. Anyway.
I know that you both know. What is his name? Crap. The movie maker. The Clerks.
Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith.
He's another guy who, like, was making movies, you know, making money, doing a fine job, and then went, this is my last movie, I'm done.
I'm only going to do podcasts
and comic
books.
I don't understand, what was his...
He did a lot of turds.
Yeah.
And Kevin would admit, like, he did his best work with those first movies.
That's the story.
He did some real... Like, every movie he's put out now... He just takes a roadshow because like people love to go see him live. He can talk,
so he likes to do those Q&As and stuff. So he'll show the movie and then he sits and yaps to people.
But he's done like Clerks follow ups, and he did a movie about a walrus that was when I worked with him, and it was so weird. It was so hard to look him in the eye and go, oh yeah, that was really really.
So
you didn't like it.
I hated it. No, oh.
Dogma has been in the news for a while because apparently that was in the Harvey Weinstein stable, like Harvey Weinstein's production.
That was a good movie.
I agree with you. And it's getting a re-release now because he somehow got it away from
it wasn't
the Weinstein
streaming.
Company.
You couldn't watch it anywhere.
It was
one of those weird movies.
It was like in Weinstein prison or something.
Yeah.
And suddenly he's figured out a way to get around that. Now, apparently, you're going to be able to see it.
And he's teased a follow up possibly. And, you know, and Matt Damon and Ben Affleck are very
Matt
good friends with
Damon.
Kevin. So it's why he could never call me Maddie. He said, that's Matt Damon's nickname.
Maddie?
Yeah, you're just Matt.
Oh, you're just Matt, dude. Anyway, Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, if you have ever thought to yourself, I really wish there was more of that. That wasn't 3 hours of boredom. Then it looks like David Fincher, hold on. Brad Pitt is looking to star. David Fincher will direct. And despite what the calendar says, it says right here in this Hollywood Reporter story, this is not an April Fool's joke.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, part two. Well, the guy, the character that Brad Pitt plays, there are a lot of unanswered questions from the movie. And so there's a wife that's not like missing, and there's a couple things he says to the girls about he's not looking to get in any trouble. As wasn't one of them like, hey, you know, and he goes, nah,
yeah,
how old are you?
Right.
Like he's.
And I think that's Margaret Qualley, too.
Yes, I think so.
She's very young.
Anyway, so I think, yeah, there's probably a lot left in that character that'll be worth a watch.
So Tarantino wrote the script. It is finished. It's set up at Netflix and it could go before cameras by late this summer. So,
cool.
Right?
I liked the movie. You didn't like it, so.
Well, here's the thing, though. I only made it halfway through, and I went, okay, enough of this. I have to leave. But, I know. And it's funny, because I'm a huge Tarantino fan. Like, I really like all his movies, and I just got, I mean, it was so boring. But we went to this crazy screening where, like, it was 1,000 degrees in the theater. I'm sitting between, like, Hooman and Brynn. And just like the BO smell in the room in general was hideous. I'm like, and then the camera, like the projector broke down and we're sitting there waiting for that. I'm like, I'm leaving. I'm going to go. And then I never went back and.
But it's like every Tarantino movie. It builds and builds and builds. And then the end, you're like,
I know.
It.
I need to go back.
I liked it a lot.
I do need to go back.
I loved it.
Yeah.
That was one of his best movies.
All right.
I haven't rewatched it, but I did like that. When I watched it, I loved it.
All right, Vincenzo, what's coming up?
Falling asleep while driving and more after these.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's. So thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code MAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code MAN. Enjoy!
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The obsessive killing of Dorothy Stratton, the real-life murder that inspired Twin Peaks. These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
Do-be-do-be-do-be-do. Whoa, whoa, whoa. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. You'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department.
Oh,
that's
I
right.
I love them.
We're a whole team here. Yes.
Hello.
You hear the clowns on the microphone most. But there's a bunch of people doing really important work in the hall right behind me here.
That's right.
That's the Alice Sales Department. Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com and let us get you rocking on Alice. And yeah, we will get the word out.
Whoopah!
Let all the party people know what you got. And what, why they need it.
Yep. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do.
Right. Okay. So, good morning, if I haven't already said that to y'all.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Nice out right now. Really beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, everything that I was hoping would happen is happening. I understand we need every drop. And all that snow, and I have a story on that here. Actually, I'll just go to it here real quick.
All right.
California snowpack hits milestone not seen in 25 years.
Oh,
snowpack's
really?
Remarkable comeback signals a bright future for water resources. We've had 3 really good years in a row.
Wow.
And they say after a prolonged dry spell at the beginning of the year, that's that January that was so gorgeous.
Yep.
The California snowpack has made a remarkable comeback. It's been dumping up there. Last couple days.
So great.
They measured on Tuesday, and the snowpack is 96% of average. And that's thanks, in part, to the late-season storm that's dumped multiple feet of snow on the Sierra this week.
That is great news. Great news.
Earlier on, there were some indicators that we might have a dry year. But fortunately, the storm windows have stayed open and given us a good boost in February and March. So that's, it is great news.
Yeah, because honestly, looking forward, like you look at the 10-day forecast, it looks like it's over. So it's good news. If we're at 96%, that's lovely.
Oh, and I'm you know, that feeling after a couple dry seasons, you start to get really worried.
Yep.
Or maybe you don't. But,
no,
I do. I don't
showering
want no trouble.
Showering into buckets and wildfires and all the other things. I don't like it.
So anyway, our snowpack's looking good. That's great news. Okay.
It's a good story.
I have never fallen asleep behind the wheel. Have you?
So? Yes.
Have you?
I have.
No, never.
Mm. Bob!
Absolutely not.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, that's one of those where my friend Jason Sisko, he's a guy who's like, oh God, dude, I'll have to roll down my windows, crank the music, and punch myself in the face.
Pull over and do jumping jacks. Like, and that only lasts for a little while.
What?
Yeah. Although I will say, sometimes when you practically go off the road, it scares you so much that you are suddenly wide awake again. It's just, you don't want it to have to come to that. It's a terrible feeling. And sometimes it's not even that you're that tired. It's that you're just bored and on the highway.
My buddy says it's the engine. Mm. There's a drone and a
vibration.
Yeah,
and sure.
April is National Distracted Driving Awareness Month. A poll for it found 1 in 7 Americans have fallen asleep at the wheel before. Mm. That sounds super high to me. I don't even know. I realize I have sleep issues. Like I would love to fall asleep on a plane. Mm. That also has never happened in the history of my world. The idea that you get on a plane.
I'll start
and
falling asleep. People are still loading on the plane and I'm starting to snore.
That's amazing. That's great.
John's like, wait to snore.
You've
wait
already snore. Proven you're one of the best sleepers in my life. Mm. Like this whole, I sleep till 1 o'clock.
That is so olden times.
I know, but it's still, you were a grown up. It's not like olden times, like that was when I was 18. Mm. That was like when you were 40.
Yeah.
45.
Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Even well, 50. Really after 50 that everything changed.
Well.
Now, like, I don't know. Just like an old lady just sleeping in my chair with my knitting in my lap. Are we having Jell-O this evening? Any flavor but lime.
1 in 7 Americans have fallen asleep at the wheel before. Yeah.
Shocking.
I don't think that's shocking at all. That sounds about right. I will say I don't know what they're called, bots, dots, or something. Wasn't there a name for the little bumps that are on the highway now? Like that has saved me.
That's what I call them.
They're called Cardi B.
Here are the top four things people do to stay awake. Drink something with caffeine.
Yeah. Sometimes just stopping and getting the drink is enough to like wake you up. You're back up. Everything's going.
Crank the radio.
Yeah, that is helpful.
Roll down the window or blast the AC. Talk to someone on the phone. Listen, I'm going to fall asleep any second. I need you to just stay with me.
I'm in bed. I don't want to talk to you on the phone. It's 4 a.m. I don't want to talk to you right now.
59% say they do what you're supposed to, which is pull over and rest.
Mm. They do say that. You're supposed to take a 20-minute nap. Like, I don't
believe that for a second. I think that's what people say.
I'm with you. That sounds dangerous.
I can do it, dude.
Sleep in my car?
I can make it. It's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's not funny, but I mean, that is, I've never experienced that.
Just get a
pen
and just keep sticking it in your arm. That's how you do it.
Go where somehow I just am, you know, in the middle of doing something but falling asleep.
Yeah. Well, you're not in the middle. You're sitting in a chair that's like vibrating slightly and you're just, your hands up, maybe your hands down low at 6 o'clock and you're all. Off you go.
I don't know what that
dreamland.
What happens to
it's your eyes start to fall, then you're just nap jerking. You're just like a full nap. You ever fall asleep in front of the TV? It's the same thing. It's just like
barely. Barely ever.
Yeah. You're just really high strung.
I know. Mm. Too high.
You can't even fall asleep when you've like calmed yourself down and gotten in bed.
Right.
You're like a firecracker who just
Well, and then
going to explode any minute. Ah!
One of the problems, and I admit this, it's I try to avoid my youngest because she's all wound up and bouncy, and she'll come in, she'll knock and be like, "Dad, honey, I'm in bed.
What I love do you, need? But go away.
What do you need? I just need to tell you something." And I just can't say no.
Because you love her.
And then I go to the door and she's pogoing. Bouncing up and down.
What did you want to tell me?
Sprung. I love you.
Oh.
That's, we got to, in my family, and I think I started it, but I'm not sure. I'll go, "Isla." And she'll go, "Yeah, Dad. I love you." And then after a period of time, now she tries to say it before I can say it. So I'll go, "Isla." And she'll go, "I love you." And it's become very aggressive. It's really lost its warmth. And it's become this, like, who can shout it faster and louder?
That's pretty
No
cute.
Surprise. I That's, like it. You know, yeah. the Hassans well, over sure. here. Anyway, next story.
It's funny because your wife is like the quietest person.
She is
I
very
know.
Quiet, right?
She must be like, "I love you." And then you're like, "I didn't even hear you. So I said it first officially. I didn't even register on the noise meter that we have over there in the corner."
Yeah, she's pretty quiet. Someone asked Reddit to name subtle signs someone's a genuinely good person.
Okay. Well, this will be good. I bet I have all of these.
The top answers include they can admit weakness.
No, I can't.
And they apologize.
Oh, I do try to apologize if I feel like I was wrong, which isn't that often.
I know very often it's not about whether or not... It's that you're not wrong. Why would I apologize?
You know what? I apologized this morning because I got really, I was really mad about my parking situation. And I came and I was bitching about it. And Robin goes, I didn't do it. I'm like, "You're right." And then I wrote him a long text apologizing. "I'm so sorry. That was really, that was just me mad at something else, not you. Your delight." And you've, and he's helped us so much in
oh,
the
Robin
last
rules.
Year. Like, it was just so rude of me to be mad. I wasn't even mad at him. I was just ranting, you know.
You were. It wasn't directed at anybody.
Yeah, but you know what? Fine. You've known me for years. Robin hasn't. And to like me mad in front of him, he's just like, "Oh my God, like she's really mad at me." I'm like, I am so the opposite of mad at you. You're the best thing that ever happened to me, Robin. I didn't write that in the text. I probably should have, huh?
You're the best thing.
Wow. He was, don't you think, he saved us over the summer.
No, he's wonderful, but I mean, yeah. You're the best.
No, I mean, I'm being, you know, I'm speaking
in
hyperbole.
Right. No, I understand.
I felt really bad about it. I do try to apologize. If I can see I've hurt somebody's feelings or if I was wrong, I'll apologize.
You might have given Robin a reason to call HR, though, with the whole, "You're the best thing that ever happened."
Yeah, that's not what I did. I just told you I didn't say that.
The top answers include you can admit these are signs you're a genuinely good person. You can admit weakness. You apologize. You do the right thing when it's inconvenient.
No, I don't do that.
And on this freaking list, and I want to say this before I tell you what it is, I worked grocery as a young man.
Yeah.
And they returned shopping carts.
Yes.
How's that make you a good person?
Yeah, it means you're considerate. It means you're not, you actually care about taking care of your own stuff. Like I can't stand when I see people leave shopping carts. I will absolutely walk up to them and say, "You know, it's right there. You can just walk right there and put it in there." It's so rude.
Wow.
You actually confront people in parking
lots. Your face is red about it. You're really mad at them.
I really get upset when people do it.
I want you to understand something, all of you. I work grocery. Shagging carts is part of the gig. It's not even a big deal. Like this whole, the lack of respect is like, for whom?
Well, if you throw it into a parking space and then somebody can't park there because you left your cart there, or I gotta like squeeze in between a cart and a car because some lazy person left their cart there.
Hang on, I get it. You're upset. I think this is speaking to just a larger being considerate umbrella. Like,
yes.
I don't actually think you're a bad person if you didn't put your cart away.
You are.
However, being aware of what's happening around you and being considerate of other people is a lovely quality
to
have.
I agree with that part of the
yes.
statement. Now, I will also say, we've talked about this, there are those people out there who are pushing their employees to ask for tips because they don't want to pay the employees.
And so they're,
and so
saying,
they're
this
asking
is a tipping
the customers
position.
To fund that employee instead of the company funding that employee. Mm-hmm. And this is another one of those situations where groceries changed a lot since I did it. And I will say 9 out of 10 times that I go to the grocery store, which is probably 5 times a week, I bag my own groceries because they're not staffed.
Right.
They are not staffed to help people who are in the store get through that experience without having to help the employee get the job done. So I already feel like I've been an employee. On top of that, I'm returning all the carts. Look, I get it. I hear what you're saying, but I'm telling you, as a former bag boy, box boy.
Sure.
Whatever.
You were the guy who helped the cashiers, and then when there was nothing to do, you went out and you collected carts and I was happy put them to back do where it. They like, belong.
Get me out of this store.
Yeah.
These bright lights are killing me.
Mm. I'm indoors. I hate it in here.
Yeah, I do. Mm. Anyway, I'm very surprised to hear that you're so passionate.
But I appreciate your passion. Because it is annoying when there's a prime spot, but I'm like, well, I don't want to stop and get out of the car and move the cart and then move into the
spot. Let me ask you something. You look the person over before you decide to confront them? Like you'll confront a lady, but not a big, muscular man.
Yeah. No, I have an approach to it, which is, hey, you know, the cart, I just will walk up and go, you know, the cart returns right there. And I'll just say that. That's all I say. And then they usually go, oh, I didn't see it or something. And they'll go do it. I don't really care what they look like or who they are. I'm not going to yell at an old lady or an old man or anything like that. And I don't yell. Like, I just say simply, there's a cart return right over there.
Like, oh, thank you so much for the tip, mister. You're amazing. Thanks for telling me that. Oh, I would have noticed that if you hadn't pointed it out. Wow. Thanks.
Wow. Oh, now all the texters are calling me a Karen. Thank you. Thanks, texters.
I actually do think there's nothing wrong with putting your cart back. I think it's a good thing. I do it all the time.
Me too.
I actually do it all the time or put it in its little spot, right. Whatever's, you know, closer and easier. Because there's all, it could hit someone's car,
yes,
all that.
The roll.
But
right.
This new thing where people are going, you're a horrible person if you don't, I don't get it. It's so over the top.
There's a whole thing on Instagram or probably coming from TikTok where there are people who videotape themselves confronting people with carts. Like that's their whole Instagram channel.
You know, you got to stop watching that stuff because it's riling
it's
you
firing
up.
Firing you
never
up in a weird
heard
way.
You as fired up. Like this is so not you.
He turned red.
Right. I was like, oh God.
It's such a pet peeve of mine. I just don't get it. It's so easy to
okay,
just,
we know we heard you though. Just you should take a few deep breaths. I don't want to tell you to calm down, but Jesus, calm down. Calm down.
Fast facts.
All right, I love fast
that'll
facts.
Calm me down.
I know, right?
Yeah, please.
Fast facts. Electronic waste is growing 3 times faster than any other waste.
Oh,
our old gadgets are piling up, and I'll tell you something. I understand that. I have contributed to this because for a little while I was getting a new iPhone every single year.
Right.
And then there was a point where I went, you know, nothing new's happening here.
I'll just wait a few years.
But it would be great if a company like Apple would say to themselves, not only should we not be updating this device yearly, for a while they were doing it twice a year. Remember they were doing a mid-year.
The SE version of it.
There was,
like cheaper.
There was another version that they were doing. A mid-season update.
Mm. Let's get a little more money out of these people.
They should make a real point to let us recycle through their stores.
Mm-hmm. Right. Like, return your old phone and we'll take this amount off. Because honestly, it's all that precious metal, they say, that's in those
but
things.
But even some of that stuff where it's not worth, you know, it's 10 years old. Like, okay, it's not worth money to you, but you should still recycle this for
me. Because they would know how. I mean, honestly, if I'm going to be buying more iPhones, why not take my old iPhones and make new iPhones out of them?
25% of two-car garages can't park in them.
Oh, 25%?
I know. It's because of too much clutter.
Please.
That's me. There's no room in the... With kids. Kids crap. I even, with no cars in there, have to look at your steps and go... I feel like a mountain climber. You got to find a safe spot to get your foot put down.
Oh. Wow.
Otherwise, you might just hit a skateboard and
what? And now you're under everything. Can somebody clear out the garage so I get off right here?
Yikes.
Mm.
Cleopatra.
Oh, yes.
Was not actually Egyptian.
Oh, really?
She was the last pharaoh of Egypt, but ethnically, she was a Macedonian Greek, believed to have descended from one of Alexander the Great's generals.
Ptolemy.
Oh.
What just happened?
Apparently that's one of Ptolemy. Alexander
that's, that
the
was
Greats.
The line of Ptolemy. It was Ptolemy was a general, and they split up the empire of, and that's what he got. He got Egypt.
Oh. And then Cleopatra ended up on the throne.
And she was the last queen of Egypt.
Did you hear that?
It's amazing.
I love history.
It's pretty good.
I just don't like people that put their cards
back. Yeah, we know. I am never doing that again. I need you to like me.
And here's another thing.
Oh my God.
If there's no bagger, don't wait for the person who's the cashier to bag the stuff. Bag it. There's people behind you. Like, that's another thing that really bugs me.
I understand what you're saying, but we're going back to the point that is staff your stores. Staff your stores.
I agree. Staff your stores.
But employ people.
But if that's the...
It's good for everybody.
I prefer to do my own bagging. I don't want you to bag my...
You don't go to the grocery store at all. Stop
it. What are you talking about?
It's true. I don't go that often. But when I do go, I want to do my own bagging. You know, how many times they put the apples at the bottom? I'm like, are you kidding me? Or the bread. I'm like, ugh.
Can you give me a bag for this gum?
Yeah, I need a bag, please.
I'll be 10 cents.
Okay. Our text number is 800-400-3697. 510 says, I am on Marty's side. Return your bleeping cart.
Yeah,
it
Marty.
It really is a strange passion for some people.
Yeah. Huh. Well, I've never seen... Matty just doesn't get upset that often. That was very, like, impassioned.
There's
you should
a show,
think on that.
Well... I grab the cart and say to the 510 says, I grab the cart and say to them, I'll get that for you. I hope you have a great day. Wow.
Well, now you're this good, can you take mine too? Could you care? Take that. Thanks, lady.
I will do that though. I will return other people's carts if I see them out, if they're, you know, they're blocking stuff.
Well, maybe if we all just, you know, left our carts willy nilly all around the parking lot, and then the next person that pulled in just took your cart and just walked, and that could be their cart, and then would just be easy. You'd get a cart out there, throw all your junk in it, walk across the parking lot. It's all set. It's not that big a deal.
925 says, I'm with Vinny as a former box girl. Oh, it's box.
Oh, a box
girl,
girl
or box boy. Okay. It's a former box girl. Collecting carts was part of our job. However, I do try to put the cart in the cart area. Yeah, I do too. I'm just saying it.
Sometimes the cart area is kind of its own CF, you know, like,
no one's gotten to that.
Throw this up on top. Or...
I think that's it. They're just understaffing these grocery stores. So there's no one ever says, you know what I'm going to go do? Get those carts.
Yeah. Boy, it seems like everything's out of control here. I'll just go grab the carts. I got to do something. I want to work.
Maddie the cart narc.
There you go, cart narc. I like it.
That's a pretty good one.
Yikes. Hey,
you know the thing that you can put it right over there. You can put it over there.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, I don't know. Let's see. A note from our Jamie, Katy Perry, and more.
Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.